Get a better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice. I'm Peter Stewart. Yesterday, we started talking about changing your reading rate. And today, let's continue with that. So if you haven't heard yesterday's, then perhaps go back and pick up where you left off previously, hear yesterday's. And then I can say that here's another example. A weather script on a sunny summer's day may be quite rushed. I mean, listeners are expecting it to be blue sky and high temperatures, but tell them about a forthcoming storm and your speed might be slow and your tone may also change to reflect the severity of the situation, like I did there. A lighter story can be read more quickly than maybe a serious or a complex one, which could be presented more slowly, although not patronisingly so. A straightforward one might be somewhere in the middle. Breaking or surprising news may be read more slowly as well. Let's give you an example of this. A kind of programme that we've probably all seen. A David Attenborough wildlife programme. Yeah, his documentaries. He changes his pace within those documentaries he narrates. Slow and calm over video of seals basking on an ice floe. Faster when a whale threatens to leap from the calm icy sea to have the seal for its tea. And with news stories, there are similar issues. A breaking story of a multi-vehicle accident in fog might be read at a slightly slower pace than might be normal. It tends to add to the gravitas of the presentation. And as the speed is maybe a little bit out of place, it'll draw people's attention to what is being said. And it also gives people time to gather their thoughts, think through the implications of the information without missing it. You know, the kind of thing, oh gosh, Steve goes home on that road, he'd be there about now. I hope he's okay. Conversely, a lighter story can be read with a lighter tone, at a faster pace. A retired postman and his wife have won £5 million on the lottery. The speed, fast or slow, reflects the sense of the story and gives the listener more information about how to feel about it. I'm back tomorrow with more on the speed of the read, and tomorrow we're going to be looking at changing speed, not from story to story, from item to item, but changing speed within a story, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voiceover Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.